This is Tim Knopf for the West Jefferson Church of Christ. In Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, Juliet said, "A rose by any other name would smell as sweet." In other words, no matter what you call a thing, it is still what it is. The same is true with sin. But who determines what is sin and what is not? It's not up to us, but our Creator. He has revealed to us in His Word what is sinful. Today we see many engaged in things that God has deemed to be sinful. They glorify and boast in it and condemn any who oppose and disagree with them. For example, from the beginning God created man and woman and joined them together in marriage. There's not a multiplicity of genders, and it's not up to us to choose our gender. God has from the beginning condemned homosexuality, calling it an abomination, Leviticus 18:22, and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for it. Today man may call it an alternative lifestyle, and the majority of the world can accept it. But in the eyes of God, it is still a sin. It is still an abomination.